This is Truth Matters Church, contending for the faith one verse at a time. Connect with us at truthmatterschurch.org. Thank you for downloading this week's devotional titled Paul's Final Greetings. I'm Associate Pastor Jeremy. It's been a long road, but we've come to the end of a verse-by-verse exposition of Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Throughout this astonishing letter, we've been challenged, tested, exhorted, convicted, and encouraged. We've seen the beloved apostle affirm and confirm many core doctrines of the Christian faith, just a few being God's will and plan in our salvation, that's Ephesians chapter 1, salvation by grace through faith, that's Ephesians chapter 2, the assurance of our salvation that we're afforded through Christ's work on the cross, that's Ephesians chapter 1, 2, and 3, the ancient mystery of the gospel, revealed in that Gentiles are also included in the Abrahamic covenant, that's Ephesians chapter 3, and our roles and responsibilities as brothers and sisters in Christ, that's chapters 4 and chapter 5. Six chapters packed full of rich truths and wisdom that we can use to live our lives in a manner worthy of our calling. See Ephesians 4, verse 1. Culminating his letter, Paul finishes with a heartfelt greeting to the readers and hearers of his epistle. In Ephesians 6, verses 21 to 24, he wrote, "But that you also may know about my circumstances, how I am doing, Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, will make everything known to you. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, so that you may know about us, and that he may comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ with incorruptible love." Tychicus was also mentioned in Paul's letter to the Colossians, Timothy, and Titus. And in Acts chapter 20, we learn that he joined Paul early on in his missionary journeys. Paul was imprisoned in Rome when he wrote to the Ephesians, so it's pretty likely the church was profoundly concerned for him. Therefore, he sent this letter with the trusted Tychicus, his brother and faithful minister in the Lord, to share with those believers in Ephesus. We find this event corroborated when Paul concluded one of his personal letters to Timothy, as 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Here, we are reminded of the importance of humble service with those who are also working for the Lord. We each have a different role in our Christian walk. Paul was a chosen apostle of Christ, see Acts chapter 9, and yet he relied heavily on others like Tychicus, Mark, and Timothy to partner with him in ministry. A good lesson for us here is that we aren't called to do ministry by ourselves. It's a joint effort and requires the unique talents and skills of different individuals all brought together by the Lord to accomplish the tasks that He has set before us. The body of Christ works much better together. See 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 to 27, and Ephesians 4, verses 11 to 13. Paul sent Tychicus to Ephesus so that you may know about us and that he may comfort your hearts. No doubt receiving this letter and knowing that Paul was still in service to the Lord even while behind bars was very encouraging and inspiring to this little church. We've seen time and time again the depth of love that Paul had for the church. He cared so much about others, about their walk with the Lord, and he desired the salvation of both the Jews and Gentiles so much that it actually hurt. In fact, in Romans chapter 9, he wrote of his fellow Jews, "I am telling the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience testifies with me in the Holy Spirit that I have great sorrow and unceasing grief in my heart. For I wish that I myself were accursed, separated from Christ for the sake of my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh." Now, be honest. How often have we ever felt such a heavy love for others, especially the unsaved, that we would actually consider it a blessing to trade our salvation for theirs? A minister of the true gospel and a slave of Christ, Paul understood the importance of loving others more than himself, even those who are rejecting the faith. That's powerful and convicting. Paul closed out his letters with very personal touches, and Ephesians is no different. He finished with, "Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ with incorruptible love." Encouraging, uplifting, edifying, and pastoral. The Apostle Paul was a man of abundant faith, a model of suffering for Christ with a blameless attitude, and one who worked tirelessly through adversity, trial, and tribulation. And he was a man who quite literally made a 180 in life when he met Christ. What better an example of a true Christian than our brother Paul? May we strive to live in such a manner. I do hope you've enjoyed this journey through Ephesians as much as I have. And if you'll allow me, let's press on next with perhaps the most encouraging of Paul's epistles. Up next, Philippians. God bless you, and may your love of Christ grow deeper every single day.